This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week, we have an award winner in studio with us.
Stop talking about yourself. Jesus Christ.
I mean, I have won awards, but it's not me this time. As much as my Ohio Urban Comedy Award Best Roast Host.
That's not even what I was talking about. I was talking about the Sad Boys.
Well, yeah, the Sad Boys is an award-winning sketch group, but that's besides the point. Joining us in studio this week is the host of Midnight Express on 89.3 FM WCSB Cleveland, Friday nights from 11 to 1, and the winner of the Best Host in Cleveland at the 2019 Cleveland Comedy Awards, Mr. Steve Mers.
Hello.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, since the beginning, we've always talked about having you on, and it's always just I'm glad we fucking finally got that worked out.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. So, Steve, why do you hate disinformation?
Okay, well,
like fake news?
I think mostly it's going to be misinformation. Well, it's going to be both.
Okay.
But, the more interesting stuff, probably misinformation.
So misinformation it is.
You know, the only difference is, for everybody listening, disinformation is intentionally misleading. It's like evil. It's like, you know, Russian trolls stirring up outrage, that sort of thing.
Right.
And then you got misinformation, which is basically just dumb people sharing things or thinking things that aren't true. Flat earthers.
Like reading the headline, but not reading the article.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that for the last couple months. I've even done that.
Yeah. I can judge it, especially with how many spelling errors there are in every article I read, especially from like respected sources. I'm like, yeah, I can't trust anything fucking anymore.
Yeah. The one thing I've messed up on is I shared something that was 2 years old. Because I thought it was from the next election cycle, not the previous.
Yeah, it happens.
So
I remember that.
Yeah.
Somebody shared recently, they were like, Tenacious D, Weezer, and fucking Foo Fighters are going on tour. Yeah, they did 2 months ago in South America.
Wow.
It's like, God damn it.
Yeah. At least that's somewhat harmless information.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, you know. I don't know. It's just something that boils my blood.
Give me an example. Give me a recent
example. Flat Earthers.
That's perfect. Flat earthers. Yeah. I mean, so obviously I don't believe the earth is flat, nor do I think that that's even a possibility. I'm not an idiot. Right. Have you ever delved in to like those YouTube videos?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all very, a lot of people who do it are very convincing in their arguments. Like, they're like, I know it's not true, but it's the way they portray it's very convincing. And then at the
spooky
end,
spooky music is my favorite.
Right? Do you get me an MK Ultra video and some spooky music? I'm not sleeping.
Yeah.
And but no, I have watched some of that stuff before, and then like I listened to it. Like, one guy was on Chris Jericho's podcast, like the leading flat earther. I forget the guy's fucking name.
Oh, I saw that documentary that he's in.
That,
yeah,
it's that dude. That guy. And I was listening to that, and I was like, whenever he's asked like a very poignant question, they all deflect. That's all they do is deflect because they don't have an answer for it.
Duck, dodge, and what was it?
Duck, dodge, dive, and dodge.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Rip fucking Torn.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is that. The flat earther. Why is the question that I have? Like, why spread the misinformation, and where did they come? How did they come about this?
People have thought the earth was flat for a long time.
Well, there was like that. You know, there was a period of time where it wasn't public that maybe people, I don't know, I really don't know the actual
in the public.
Yeah, I'm sure there were some people, I mean, you got people that believe just about anything, but they weren't as organized until social media came around, and then they didn't grow followers until, you know, social media, and it's usually based in like religious fundamentalism
Yeah
that I've realized.
So flat earthers are just, you know, religious fundamentalists that are defending their position with, like, this pseudoscience?
Yeah, it's weird because, like, they, some of them don't seem all that, like, that one guy.
Yeah.
But I think they get a lot of support from the people who are already religiously fundamentalists, you know.
Like, idiots.
Yeah.
That's the word I use for those people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, our show has a pentagram on it, so anybody who's religious, I think, is a fucking moron, so.
Yeah.
Here's to you.
I you know, since I was 13, I've tried to, like, every year just be a little bit less of that guy.
Like, I've known you. Yeah. Like,
well, you know, I've never talked about it on stage.
That's true. That's true.
Because that turns an audience off, like, right away. You know, but yeah.
So what happened at 13? Was it that you switched from being super religious to...
Well, actually, I wouldn't say I was super religious, but I was, like, I did believe in God. And I think I prayed. I think I prayed in the sixth grade. That was the only time in my life when I did it on my own. Because I think I was, like, indoctrinated by my aunt and my grandma.
Yeah.
Like, they took me to, like, I think it was Ernest Angley's church.
Oh, the one down in Cuyahoga Falls?
Uh-huh. And they had me meet him, and me and him, like, spent the night together. And then he went out and did Smooth Criminal. But, you know, it's a coincidence that he is a smooth criminal because I didn't mean to make that joke.
Oh, but it was fucking
But it came out that way. I got to remember that.
Yeah,
you
should write that down.
Or record it. But yeah, no. I mean the molestation, not the not what I said.
Yeah.
I should have recorded it. But anyways, oh my God. Ooh.
Yeah. Off to a great start, I would say.
Yeah.
It's weird about Ernest Angley too, because you saw, like, in the last couple of years, he tried to cure homosexuality by, like, having weird massages with his male parishioners.
Yeah, you got
to
get it out somehow.
Yeah, you get the evil out.
Apparently, he thinks homosexuality is boy cum. and that's how you get it out. That's how you remove it.
Okay, so it's kind of like a very tribal.
Right.
It's very, very tribal.
Yeah.
In the weird things that some tribes do that are not up to speed on life and technology.
Yeah.
I don't want to name any, you know, specific countries because then I'll be labeled as a...
Yeah. He decided to go off on Saudi Arabia.
Blood money. Blood money.
Right. Yeah. Cum money.
Yeah.
But boy cum money.
Bloody cum money.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's the name of
the best kind.
You're welcome.
The best kind.
Yeah. I only accept payment in blood cum money. This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Blood Cum Money Coin. Steve, how familiar are you with cryptocurrency?
Oh, my God. Ugh. I'm so happy we don't have to be like, hey, is... disclaimer, blah, blah, blah.
Portions of the following broadcast may be found objectionable by certain members of the listening audience.
Remember that one time I called in to your show and you had to dump me like 9 times?
Yeah.
Because I kept swearing.
Right.
And I remember you either texted me or Facebook messaged me. You were like, I'm sorry I have to do it, but stop swearing if you're going to call
Yeah. Everybody does it. And so I tell them nowadays, I'm like, don't worry about it. It happens. I did it the whole time when I first started. So,
yeah.
But, yeah. Shit. I didn't mean it. We got off on a real tangent.
We were talking about Ernest Angley.
Well, that too.
So you're 13.
Yeah, I was 13. Anyways, but I went. Anyways, my friend Matt and my friend Paul were like atheists at the time, and I took their. You know, I know when I see, like, I know when I meet, like, a really smart person. I mean, this kid, Paul, was exceptionally intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took it, like, I just, you know, like, it was very obvious to me whatever he was saying just made sense. And they were just talking about it all the time. And I'm like, I am having a difficult time with this. And, like, what do you mean there's no heaven? Like, that's the ultimate letdown. And it's like Santa Claus, you know? It's like... Except instead of, it's like telling a 13-year-old that there's no Santa Claus, except it's like a 40-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just like, because, I mean, I grew up, you know, religious.
Yeah.
Witness and shit. And, like, I remember being young, like, 8 years old, 9 years old, whenever they re-released the Star Wars movies, like in the theaters, you know, in the mid-90s or whatever. And I remember, because they don't call them like sermons or anything there, they call them like talks.
Yeah.
And I remember one dude was like, yeah, we shouldn't let our kids go see Star Wars because it's basically space wizards. And I was just like, I like kind of checked out at that point at like 8 years old. I'm like, no Star Wars, no Jehovah, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then like, I tried after that, like, I really tried. Like, I really, really, really tried. But like, it is in my blood to be a fucking deviant. And
that's Satan, but you know,
right? No, and I'm okay with that.
I mean, you're open about it,
So. I mean, everybody knows.
That's what a lot of people don't understand. They're like, "Oh, he believes in the Satan." No, it's not like that. Mm-mm. It's just complete, like, fuck you.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
it's aesthetic. Is what it is. And I remember. So I started dating a girl that was like, she was also Jehovah's Witness, but she ended up fucking getting out of it too. And then like when me and her broke up when I was like 20 19, that's when I fully was just checked out. I was like that's it, I'm done, I don't have to be in this anymore. And it's the best thing that ever happened.
This is what I say, fundamentalists and apologists are like they are atheist factories, because because they're so stupid that they don't realize that what they're saying just makes it more obvious that there is no God.
Yeah.
Like, they are dumb people telling otherwise average intelligence people who are perfectly capable of realizing that they're idiots. They are just producing more atheism. And if that doesn't prove that there's no God, I don't know what does.
Because, I mean, I've gotten stoned and thought about it before. I'm like, you know, what if? And then I'm like, no, that is the dumbest shit I've literally ever heard. I mean, aside from, like, the earth being flat, but, like, the whole Carlin bit about there's an invisible man living in the sky and he watches everything you do, like, that whole bit is, like, that's what changed my life.
I listened to that around the same time as well.
Like, You Are All Disease, that is the one it's on. And I remember listening to that. I was on an 8th grade Chicago trip, and I bought that CD, and I remember listening to it on the way home, and I was like, holy shit. Yeah. Like, it blew my because I was, like, what, 14, 15 at the time? It blew my fucking mind. Yeah. And at that point, I was like, there's no God.
Yeah. This guy, his 90s specials, like, those were the ones where he went from, like, sort of
comic to spoken word.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
What do you mean?
I think it was still comedy. He still did jokes.
Agreed, but he was... The way he did things, like his last few that he did in like the 2000s, like how he had started a couple off in the 90s like that, but like, you know, like how he starts out, I'm a modern man, and he just does all like those like little catchphrase sayings that like they try to get you to, that America is built on. Like, do you know how hard that had to be for him to remember that shit?
Yeah, I do.
He talk about God, he's a fucking God.
Yeah.
You worship at the man altar of Carlin.
Fuck yeah, dude. And Pryor.
I actually have a picture of him in my bathroom, like, hanging up. It was drawn by Humphrey Bogart's nephew, I think.
Oh.
And it was, like, some guy that Dean knew in Hollywood from L.A., and he gave it to him. And it's, like, this really cool sketch of George Carlin.
That's fucking
rad. So that's my altar, the toilet.
Right, yeah.
That's way better than the Frank Zappa picture that everybody has.
Yeah.
Dude, if you ever read any of his books, like how he said when he died, he's like, I don't want to be buried. I don't want to be cremated. I want to be taken up in a plane. I want to be thrown out at some random point wherever I land. Keep me there. I was like, that wish didn't come true for him, but like that was, I was like, yeah, fucking A, man. Just like wherever I land is where I land.
Yeah. I always said I wanted to be shot out of a cannon and then for lions to eat whatever.
Hunter S. Thompson he didn't get shot out of the cannon. I think they just shot his ashes out of the cannon
after
he killed himself.
Yeah.
And Johnny Depp paid for the whole thing.
Right.
I think the fact that you want to feed your corpse to lions says a lot about you.
Yeah.
That you care about animals.
Right. It actually says a lot about like his look on religion. You're like, I'm fucking David, feed me the lions.
I can't really relate to you guys on religion because I was raised Unitarian, and honestly, the main reason I don't go back is because I don't know how they would view my affinity for roast battles.
You gotta be nice.
I'm too mean to be a Unitarian. It's just how it goes.
We don't have to lay a disclaimer here, but the thing is, it's funny because even this will, like, every podcast I've done will just make its way onto the internet with my name on it, and then my relatives will get to it. So, hi, everyone, on my dad's side of the family. I'm awful, aren't I?
Here's the truth.
Well, I mean, I don't think so. I think, you know, you come to rational thought when you're 13, and then year by year, things start to change. Yeah. So, you know, what was next after religion for you?
What, the things that I just... gave up on?
Yeah.
Life.
No. Well, racism started to set in my early 20s, like understanding that. Like,
I'm so happy you followed that up so quickly.
Yeah. Like,
in my early 20s, I became a racist.
No. Understanding race, like an adult, and then being like, oh, this is a big fucking problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Rather than just thinking everything is the way it is because that's just the way it is.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
You start to like understand more things. Things start to realize bullshit.
Yes.
More,
like. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's yeah, that happened to me early on because I grew up in Shaker Heights, and it's after the property covenants were done away with, whereas like black people can't own land here. It was a pretty integrated community, but, yeah, I mean, it's real easy to fall into that trap, especially if you don't see anybody outside your race.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, we need more Art McCoys in the world. I've been saying that for years.
We do?
I think so. You know who Art McCoy is, Steve?
No.
You would if you saw him. He's a big Cleveland, he's a black activist, but okay. He's the guy who had a barber shop on, was it like St. Clair, that got ended up getting raided for like drugs. It was a big story like maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And, but like, yeah, there's this one, I could have swore you commented on it the one time because I shared it. There was a video of a libertarian like get together.
Yeah.
And there was like a black dude there holding like a sign pro that was pro libertarian. And they were all the libertarians were singing a song. Like, I don't, but in, but like in the pause breaks, fucking Art McCoy would be like, young black man, turn the sign loose.
Yeah.
Young black man, put that sign down. If you can look up Art McCoy on YouTube, you're doing yourself a fucking favor. Uh-huh. For anybody listening, I promise you.
One of my coolest moments at WCSB was 1 year for the open house. Probably Drycore invited.
He used to have a show there, didn't he?
No.
No. Oh, Drycore. Never mind.
Yeah, no. Art McCoy he was on TAM after Gilly died.
That's right.
And but he's on some station now that's not TAM. I don't remember. But so. It was Art McCoy actually does radio standing up, like Randy Rhodes. So yeah, Art McCoy, Randy Rhodes was a she was a broadcaster on Air.
Oh, I was thinking of the Ozzy guitarist. My bad. Continue.
No, this is she was on Air America.
Okay.
I don't know what she does now.
So she played air guitar.
Yes, but it was Art McCoy, me, and then Ivan Stang. All on the radio. It was a very surreal moment for me.
Oh my God.
It's like black activists, like me being a weirdo and then Stang being a weirdo. And we were on for like 5 minutes, but it was, I'll never forget it. So race started to change.
A lot of misinformation with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like going back to the topic, there's with that stuff, there's a lot of misinformation.
Yeah. For example, Jews are not all rich. I'm very broke. We have sponsorship opportunities at patreon.com/dirtyshear. You know, we have the flat earthers, and I really don't know what the motivation is there. Is this like a trolling thing gone wrong?
No, well, maybe. I think, yeah, because trolling tends to gain momentum on things, and then it attaches idiots to it, like
yeah.
Snowballs.
Yeah.
But
like 4chan and shit, all right. That stupid Reddit, like Redditors that are fucking idiots, you know?
Yeah, no, these people, I think the prime motivating factor for these people is they love knowing something that nobody else does and it makes them feel intelligent. When really they're not intelligent, it's pure Dunning-Kruger at, you know, at work. And that's sort of where that comes from.
Yeah, I mean,
they're not necessarily stupid, but they're very poorly educated. But I would wager that they are, for the mass, for the most part, very dumb.
I mean, like, because I can't have, I can have a conversation with a religious person because, like, I know the background. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've read the Bible. I've listened to, for lack of a better term, sermons, talks, whatever you want to fucking call them. So I'm familiar with that. So, like, I can have a respectful conversation with a religious person, you know, as long as they're not being an asshole.
Right.
And same thing with me. Like, when in my younger years, like, I always used to say, when I'm sober, I'm agnostic. When I'm drunk, I'm an atheist. Mm-hmm. And, but, like, as I've gotten older, it's just more or less like, dude, no, there's nothing else out, like, there's no supreme being or whatever. I'm not saying I don't believe in aliens. Like, that's a whole other thing. But, like, as far as religion goes, like, what I was saying is I can't have a fucking conversation with a flat earther and, like, be able to not get, like, angry, you know, like, at the stupidity. And that's what I would be angry at, is the stupidity.
Yeah, it does make me very angry, so.
Yeah, you and me have always, that's kind of something we've always had in common, is, like, we hate fucking stupid people.
Well, yeah, it's not necessarily stupid people that think they're really smart.
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
That's I mean, harmful. That's harmful shit.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like it.
The president is one of those people.
And for years, people would be like, oh, Steve, don't worry about these religious people. Nothing's going to happen. I'm like, no, they're going to take control of everything if you don't fucking put them in their fucking place.
Yeah. Agreed.
And I don't... Constructive criticism doesn't work on them, so you might as well just be like...
He kind of sounds like Adolf Hitler right now. Yeah. Yeah. If we don't put them in their place.
Yeah, yeah. Get on the train.
Into the flat earther camps.
See, that's not a bad thing, because it would be all people from all walks of life.
Honestly, I think what we should do with them is make them march to the edge of the earth and hop right off of it.
Well, yeah. No, apparently there's a big ice wall, right, Steve? Isn't
Antarctica, which is free to the public, but they're like, no, it's illegal. No, it's not. It's free to the public, period.
I'm trying.
Statement.
It's... absolutely free to the public.
Wait, so we can go to Antarctica and just hang out?
Actually, I must say, with caveat here, there that is time-stamped. That was true. It may not be true still, because I haven't verified that. But as far as I've checked, it's free to the public. That was at least...
Yeah, nobody can...
When I learned that information, that was true. But it's later now, so I can't sit here and be like, that's still true.
I did see an article today that I did not read.
Okay.
That it said that the government is cracking down on small living off the grid of housing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
However, with like the ICE shit going on right now, it wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Right.
And like they're in Cleveland right now.
Oh yeah, I've seen all the people posting about how they're right up the street from us.
Well, no, you saw those?
Yeah.
They were. I've seen that.
And I saw one yesterday and today. Like,
oh, you actually saw them out?
No, I didn't see them out. I saw two different posts that they were at the same place at the same time. It was behind the SSN office. Well, I guess it would be SS office, but not the the stormtroopers. The
Social Security.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to, you know. Well, nobody knows where we're recording, so it doesn't fucking matter. But I know somebody who lives right across the street from there, and then I know somebody who lives right down the street from there, and they were like, for 2 days in a row...
Yeah.
The Homeland Security has been there, and then they take off within like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're here.
Yeah.
They're in fucking Cleveland.
We wouldn't want to enlighten them on which street it is on.
Well, I don't want anybody to, you know, get. I don't. I see. The thing is, like, I absolutely like if I saw something going down, I would do like that post I shared with those fucking people in. I want to say it was Arizona. I might be wrong. Yeah. I posted it. You can check it. The people literally made, the neighbors made like a ring around the ICE truck so that they couldn't bring the people in. They were like, we're not fucking moving until you leave.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that's what people need to do.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be there to support, you know.
Yeah, because we got to outnumber those people.
Yeah.
Well, not outnumber.
We
but.
Do. I mean, well, we could outsmart them, that's for sure. Right.
They're not going to know where this is. They're very thorough.
I mean, are they? Because you can. It seems like you can scare them off when you say, "Do you got a warrant?" No, we don't. Well, goodbye.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Like cops.
They're taking people with documentation and just saying it's fake.
Dude, did you see the one? There was a Marine veteran that they deported. A fucking USA Marine veteran.
Yeah.
That they deported.
Child murderer. They got rid of, they got rid of that guy.
You can't say that. You can't
I know.
Say
you're right.
It.
You're right. They did go fight a war voluntarily.
I do. Well, but I know people
that was
fucking.
Not a real war.
I know people that are, well, were in the military that.
Me too. They
are
all
not,
regret it and they say it's just this mind fuck and it's not worth it and it was dumb.
Well,
and
no.
It's brainwashing.
I mean, well, it is brainwashing.
100%. I mean, that's the training.
But
right.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, the, like my one very good friend who was a Marine, dude, he did two tours in Fallujah. Like,
you must unlearn what you have learned.
Take him to the tree.
Fallujah.
Crucify him.
Fallujah. I don't care. I've been to a falafel place before. I get it.
All right. It's right up the street from my house.
Yeah, yeah.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is sponsored by Frank's Falafel.
Yeah, that's where I met Tim Cornette earlier.
Of course
we
did.
Ate there. It was great.
It is great. It's fucking awesome.
Franks, if you want to throw us some free falafel, I wouldn't be opposed
to it. Yeah, fatties we'll, like food. Like we don't need money all the time. Good meal here and there would be great.
No, I love Franks.
Want a falafel? Get a falafel. Frank's Falafel House.
No, it's interesting you bring up the military because it is it's not just the training. There is a lot of misinformation that goes into that. I don't know if you remember the John Kerry, George Bush election, but one
I knew I was a NoFX fan, so I had to know about it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That was actually one of my first jokes is like I want Bush to win because I don't want Fat Mike to be right. But
well, hey, you got your wish, and how'd that turn out for you?
And not great.
No,
but
that was when the recession happened there, Chief.
But at any rate, so. I don't know if you remember the whole thing where they mistook what John Kerry said as being anti-military.
Yes, yes, yes. I do remember that. Mm.
So Marv and I are doing a show at Thursday's Lounge, and we had two tables full of military guys.
Yeah.
And Marv did a joke about John Kerry, and they immediately shouted, "He doesn't respect the military!" And it became a 20-minute conversation about how, no, John Kerry doesn't hate. He was a fucking POW.
I was going to say, wasn't he a prisoner of war?
Or something.
In Vietnam, I'm pretty positive. Oh, wait, no, that was McCain. Or was that the Korean War?
No, McCain was in Korea.
Yeah, he was old as fuck.
And then, or no, where was McCain?
I can't remember if it was Korea or Vietnam.
McCain wouldn't have been in Vietnam, I don't think.
I know John Kerry was in Vietnam because he came out against the war when he got back.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah. And that's when people started saying that he didn't support the military because he was outspoken about that war.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
There's part of it. But, you know, there's misinformation that goes into training. So what I want to know is, what do you think the flat earthers are training for?
Hopefully to climb the ice wall and jump the fuck off of it.
I mean, I'm trying to answer this as realistically as possible. It's probably not realistic.
How can you do that with fiction?
Yeah, it's dumb. It doesn't make sense. But I don't know what their end game is, but I just think that they want some awareness.
Yeah, no, I mean, and like you said, it's...
They want to blow the lid off the big government conspiracy.
Exactly. And I mean, I do think
conspiracy.
That, like what you said, that does come from, like, religion.
Right.
Because people, as human beings, we do want an answer as to, like, why the fuck we're here. But, like, science has come pretty fucking close to telling you what happened.
Their misinformation is based on what they perceive as disinformation.
Right.
Which is, like, you know, they don't understand how science works, like, the scientific community, and about how scientists literally just, you can just go be a scientist. It's not like they're picking people. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they are, like, PhD candidates and all that, but like, you know, you choose to be that, like,
not like the U.S. picked Nazi scientists to help.
It's been infiltrated by free thinkers. Like, it's like, no, but anyways, like, you know, peer review, like, people, they don't understand how science works. It weeds out all the bad shit.
Yeah.
I mean 99.9% of the time. Like, there's no consensus on anything unless it's, like, a fact, and then they just bicker over the details.
Yeah, but it's also everything gets tested over and over and over again. Yeah. Which,
you get tested, Jeremy?
Predictable and repeatable. That's how science...
To answer your question, Jordan, yes. I get tested. I bang heroin addicts.
Like, you just bang him in the arm for him?
Yeah.
All right, that's what I thought.
All right. That's a thing.
Mm-hmm. No. But that does lead me to another misinformation campaign. Vaccines cause autism.
Right.
I
don't even get me fucking started. Dude, I'll start yelling. I will start yelling.
Yeah, they don't understand that it's genetic and
the best thing about social media in the last 2 years has been what they call meme culture, which I would love to trademark and copyright, because you can make a lot of money that way.
The word meme was invented by Richard Dawkins. It's from memetics. It's a
really?
Yeah, it's like a computer science.
I did not know that.
Or computer science? Well, it doesn't apply just to that. I forget what exactly. I might be mixing this up with something else. But yeah, memetics.
So like with the whole, every meme I see that is anti-vaxxers are the best ones, where it's just like, I'll just walk into a room of anti-vaxxer kids and sneeze. Just like, I love that shit so much.
Right.
I just, the thing I don't understand, again, it seems like you were saying, Steve, they just want to prove science and the government wrong.
Yeah, they want to blow the lid, like you said, blow the lid off.
They love being the pinnacle of knowledge. It puts them
to what they think is the pinnacle of knowledge.
They love the feeling that it gives them to be like, oh, I know all this stuff now, and I'm better than everybody. I finally feel worth it. That's their problem.
Well, the thing, dude, is like with the flat Earth thing. Like, I just, if you are that hard in your conviction, show me fucking proof. Like, if you believe it that hard, show me. And I say the same thing to Christians. Show me fucking proof. Well, you have to have faith.
They dance around that.
Suck my dick.
Well, the fundamentalists don't... Well, they dance around the faith thing because they are the ones that are now trying to be empiricists about something that from the beginning was all about faith anyways. So, you know what I mean?
Actually,
at least since the King James...
I would disagree that it was about faith and would agree that it's always been about money.
Well, yeah.
Like, from the top.
I mean, like, the belief system.
No, right, absolutely, right. 100%. Yeah. But, like, I'm of the thought that religion is literally just a money-making scheme, and whoever came up with it is fucking brilliant, was a brilliant person, like, way ahead of their time. But it's just sad that it's gotten passed the fuck down, and people don't actually take reality seriously. You know, they rather pray to, like the whole, my thoughts and prayers. Fuck your thoughts and prayers. What's that going to do for me?
Action. You just have to take action for things, because that's how things get done. And it's that weird complacency that people have that's frustrating. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, so when you're fed the misinformation, like, that's it. That's canon. And you don't have to do anything else.
Life canon.
Yeah.
Reality canon.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Steve's just writing jokes right now. He's like, oh, this is good. This is good.
Yeah. But no, with the anti-vaxxers, I had a show down in Lima. Mm-hmm. And
that's where Al Snow's from.
Yeah.
For our wrestling fans.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is woke.
Is Al Snow.
Al Snow, yeah.
He's wide awake.
In America. For our YouTube fans.
The host of the show said, I'm sorry I'm late. I had to go to a meeting. And we were like, what kind of meeting is it? And he's like, this is going to be controversial. So he warned us. Yeah. It was a group of people that I meet with that with autistic children that their autism was caused by vaccines. And Marv and I both shared a look because Marv is not an idiot. Yeah. And he's like, she saw it and he's like, no, no, no. Like, my daughter is autistic and she changed after she got all the shots. And that's it. That's his explanation. we didn't pry, obviously, because this guy's got to host the fucking show for us. Like, we don't have time to argue with him.
Yeah. Well, I would have just argued with him. That's what I would have done.
Well, I mean, for somebody like that, though, where it's like this thing that's happened to their child, they're looking for answers. And sure. this is the easy answer. Like, this thing that you're not really familiar with caused your daughter to experience this condition, which, you know, it's just like the phrase, God has a plan, the vaccine caused autism.
Oh my God.
So God...
That just brings me back to the George Carlin bit. Well, he's got a plan. And when he's talking about praying,
yeah.
He's like, well, he's got a plan. And he's like, well, what if your specific need, like you want to fuck the hot little redhead with the peg leg down at the corner store? Yeah. He's like, well, you know, if that doesn't fit into God's plan, then what the fuck is the point of praying in the first place?
Yeah.
And like that, dude, it's all very, everything we're talking about, anti-vaxxers, flat earthers, religious. I don't want to say extremists.
Fundamentalists is the word that Steve was using.
Yeah. Like, it's all very much the same thing. Yeah. It is all very much the same thing. They all think they have a knowledge that they have no proof of.
Right.
And that's where the misinformation
they
comes.
They get into groups to confirm each other's, you know...
Bullshit.
Bullshit. And they like having that support because it keeps their belief system going. It's a cult.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Do you think it's... the misinformation is spreading because of social media, or is it just that we're more aware of it now because of social media?
I think social media played a huge role in it.
It's just facilitating good things and bad things because it's just that information flow and the exchange of ideas that is... It needs to tip, though. It needs to be, like, tipped in the right direction.
Yeah.
Because there needs to be a way for people to comprehensively, like... be taught, be put up to speed with objective reality. You know, you can't do this, but I'm saying in an ideal world, you have everybody just kind of updated on what is actually true. Like, if everybody knew as much as, like, astrophysicists do about math and, like, physics and, like, you know, all these other things. Like
somebody quantum, call Anthony
like,
Savat.
If they had all this knowledge sure. that the smartest people in our world have, if everybody were that educated, which is totally possible, at least for the most part, like, no, yeah, I think it is.
With I mean, I don't know, there's, dude, there's dumb dude, fucking
it,
people,
think
though.
Think about this way, 100 years ago, we still had the potential to be as smart as we are today and up to speed as we are then, you know.
We just weren't there
it's
yet.
It's all a matter of relative, you know,
fair enough.
Like,
fair 100 enough.
Years from now, we could be, you know, a lot more. Anyways, people just being more aware of what's actually true would improve humanity like exponentially.
Yeah, like what IQ point do you need? Like what does that test require for you to like grasp that
100?
Maybe not even like that. Maybe it's just enough to know that to trust people who are intelligent enough to extrapolate what is true and not have to necessarily understand it. Like yeah. You need to understand the concepts that help you understand that other people know what they're talking about, like that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
That would at least be the bare minimum.
So wait, does that mean you have to respect the intellectual authority? Like, is that what you're getting
that's
at?
That's the problem. Like, you need to know what is objectively true or not, and that's obviously a sticky situation too, because like, then it gets philosophical, but yeah. Like, there are, things are knowable though.
Mm-hmm.
In our relative sphere of life on Earth, there are things that are knowable. I mean,
yeah.
Beyond that, not so much. But, like, you know, there are ways that could be possible, but I don't necessarily think in this system that we have now would, you know.
Well, my friend, who he's a PhD in sociology. You know, I've known him for, God, 11, 12 years now. Yeah. He's been a very good friend of mine. He posted the other day, he goes, I'm starting to think that this America thing might not have been a good idea. And, like, he's a PhD in sociology, so he's obviously friends with a lot of people in that field. A lot of people from that field either are, they, you know, you're on one side of the fence, you're on the other side of the fence. And I saw him, I was just reading that, you know, I was, because, like, those are the ones that I find interesting. It's like, okay, what do these people have to say about this? And it's like, well, no, you know, we were trying to get a, you know, get away from a colony, blah, 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 bullshit, this, that, the other thing. It's like, well, then why is Canada seemingly doing okay and we're electing Donald Trump, who is seemingly trying to burn down the fucking world?
Yeah.
Well, that's another example of misinformation. So you have Trump blaming immigrants and for the ills of our society. And, you know, there's no empirical evidence of that. You can't really observe.
I believe he said Mexicans are rapists, is what he did say.
Yeah. Well,
there's misinformation there, too, because there was context to that, and I'm not being a devil's advocate.
Oh, no.
They're bringing their crime, their drugs, their rapists, and he said they're rapists, like possessive, but he's not canting it, and it was, it's very, like, gray, where it's like when you listen to the sentence in context, he says they're rapists, but the problem is I don't necessarily think that was on accident. I think maybe there's supposed to be that sort of like, did he or did he not, because that's like those dog whistles that he does where it's like, or not dog, you know, like
the people who write for
winks,
him his dog
winks,
yeah.
His winks at his constituents, yes. Or whatever you call them, his
yeah.
supporters.
It's like, hey guys, I'm being racist. Wink.
Or hey guys, I'm not being racist. Wink. Yeah.
No, but there's no evidence that they're sending their criminals over the border. It's not like Cuba.
Their criminals are getting over the border one way or the other.
They get over, they can't actually leave either. There's a problem with, like, if you build a wall, first of all, it fucks up the ecosystem. Second of all, because you can't have migrations anymore, and it's going to fuck up ecosystems yeah. up real bad. But you have, it's just not practical on almost every front. Like, it's like, you can't leave. You would not be able to leave. Like, they're already having trouble with that without the wall. Like, just
yeah.
the current system
yeah.
does not allow people, there's no breathing. So it's increasing our population on accident, or maybe on purpose. I don't know how that... Probably not on purpose, but...
Dude, this is like NPR was swearing this episode.
Yeah. Oh, they swear on NPR. No,
this episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by NPR. Jordan, have you ever wanted to feel intellectually superior?
Well, yes, Jeremy, I do. Like,
hey, fun story. I went to my friend Steve messaged me and he said, I've got one extra ticket to wait, don't tell me at Blossom. I'm like, sure, I'll go. I went. It's the biggest liberal suck fest I've ever been to in my life.
I think you meant cuck fest.
Yeah, oh, dude, beta's everywhere. Just beta. And it was like a Trump rally beta version.
Ooh.
It was like the opposite of a Trump rally. And I just remember thinking, if a right winger came in and shot up the place and he came up to me, I'd be like, wait, don't kill me.
How could you... This might be the one thing we agree on, man.
Liberal suck fest. They're all bringing their wine, and they're all just quiet, and they're so civil. It was disgusting civil they were.
No, just don't. Yeah,
I just can't see them filling Blossom.
It was pretty full. It was like 90% full. Well, I have to see other, like, if it was a Brad Paisley concert, I'm sure it would just be brimming. With
Budweiser,
yeah,
of course.
Which is essentially a Trump rally. But, like, you know, you go to this NPR thing. It was full. It was full.
Is it just on the pavilion, like, were there people camping out on the lawn having a rosé?
Yeah, yeah. Like a fucking picnic table.
Next time we should all go and bring Mad Dog.
Oh, God, you're right. We're liberals! Came on our Harleys.
We're drunk liberals. Yeah. Wait, is this not Now That's Class?
We're the Hell's Demons.
Yeah.
We're the Heaven's Demons. Yeah.
Heaven's Demons.
We're the Heaven's Demons, Cleveland chapter.
What are they? One percenters? Is that or no, 99? What? How? What,
we're two percenters. Yeah. We like our milk.
Right. I thought whole milk was rich.
No, Jeremy's poor. He's poor.
I'm very, very, very poor.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to start shaving my chest and eating the hairs.
I've considered jerking off in front of camera lately and just making, see how much money I can make off. I mean, somebody's got to be into guys that look like me. Not many, but some. Pay to come, dude. Yeah. Pay to come.
Maybe people watch you shit.
I'll do that. I mean, it's going to be gross, but if you're going to pay me to do it, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
I mean,
wouldn't give a shit.
I have seen girls, like, charge $15 for a video of them shitting on a tarp. Or a stuffed animal. It's more stuffed animals than tarps.
Well, no, see, now I'm putting money into it. I want pure profit. I want pure profit. I don't want to have to go out and buy shit to shit on.
Well, that's the thing. You get fans of yours or, like, what are they, crushes, and they pay for the stuff that you use on yourself, so they pay for the stuffed animals that you shit on, and then that you sell those videos to other people that want to see you shit on stuffed animals that don't want to pay for the stuffed animals, and then you do meetups with people that have a big room of stuffed animals, and then you stop taking your Imodium for a day and just shit all over the stuffed animals.
I would like to point out that what Jeremy just gave us was not misinformation. That's accurate.
This is a business plan.
Is that what Hate Flow is going to turn into?
Yeah.
Videos of you and me shitting on stuff. But not together.
No. Well, I mean, we'd make more money.
Fair enough.
You could hire, be for hire at parties or something.
This episode.
That would be a fucked up party, man.
Like we ordered scat. We thought you were going to be like, scooby doo bop. Nope.
Shit, you were wrong.
Yeah.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Let the Scat Flow Through You.
Do we just show up? It's like a Rothschild party in the 70s. We're like, oh, no, we're actually in the right place. These people have millions.
Show up at Epstein's island.
Yeah, exactly.
God. Get the little children to give us laxatives. Yeah.
You stop taking Imodium for a day and start drinking X-Lax. When do we start talking about shit so much on this show? God.
They call him Ernest Angley, but that's clearly because he just wants to sound like an angel. It's clearly Angley.
Yeah. Oh.
That's not how you say Angley.
No, no.
You don't say Angley. That doesn't make any
like
fucking
Kurt,
sense.
Like Kurt, like the people who say it's, oh, it's Kurt Angel. Like, no, it's not. It's Kurt Angle. That's his
Chris
name.
Chris Angel, maybe.
Chris
Angel. Which is just Michael Trix, but good.
Michael Trix. Michael Trix, all right. If Michael Trix, if you're listening, I love you and I like opening for you. Please don't please don't hate me. He's actually like for a magician, the bird shit is actually like really good. I can't see where the birds are coming from, so
Oh, I thought you meant bird shit. I'm like shitting birds. We're just talking about shit. But
yeah.
I mean I'm basing this purely on his appearance because I've seen pictures. I have not seen him. I think I've seen clips, but yeah.
No, on his appearance, definitely. Like right. He's like Chris Angel let himself go.
The Mad Hatter, yeah.
Dude, Chris Angel is the Mad Hatter.
This episode of Let
Trix. I'm like confusing it with a different. There's two guys that come to Funny Stop. One wears makeup. I don't think it's Michael Trix. Michael Trix looks like someone from Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Or like he looks like Slash from the. From the hat, but he looks like fucking what's his name, lead singer guy that got in a crash with the Ferrari.
Vince Neil.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, of Motley Crue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the lead singer, Vince Neil.
He looks like he would have been great in the '80s, and he likes hair metal, like as a comedy act too.
Oh, he looks like Brett fucking Michaels is who he looks like. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, oh, that's who I was thinking of. Brett Michaels.
Yeah, from Poison, yeah.
But he's got the Slash hat on, so it's like...
Which Brett Michaels does also wear.
Yeah.
He does also wear the Slash hat from time to time. And a cowboy hat that's like one of those ones that's like brimmed everywhere.
You should just be called Nikki Trix.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the stylings of Nikki Trix.
I'll make all these syringes disappear.
Ta-da!
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I've opened for Michael Trix twice. He's a sweet boy, and I don't know if they're married or not, but his girl was very nice. Tim and I, actually, we would open for him. There's a picture of the three of us together where we're making the devil horns.
So it literally looks like a picture from the 80s of Bret Michaels and, like, two fat marks for Bret Michaels.
Yeah, it really does. Let me see if I can find it. Because, man, that was a weird time in my life where it's like, yes, I will take your money, Funny Stop, and I will open for a magician, even though it goes against, you know, everything I stand for as a performer. I don't want to trick people, you monster.
Yeah.
But
trying to tell the truth here.
Yeah, I'm a truth teller. I don't want to give misinformation. I mean,
I'm excited for Oscar Hine tonight. I don't mean to get off on a tangent.
Okay.
But yeah.
So this actually leads into the topic again.
Okay.
So John Oscar Hine, also known as Oscar and Bernie, is like
Oscar and Donald now.
Oh, it's Oscar and Donald.
I'm just joking because he's a big conservative, but yeah.
He is a big conservative, and he will just pop on to people's shit and just start. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking
about. What's his name?
Marv Conner, right? Does he usually come in on Marv Conner or someone?
What's his name?
John Oscar Hine, H-E-I-N.
Okay, I don't think he's ever requested me, my friend, because I'm going to block him.
Well, I already blocked him years ago because he's just ranting like a loon.
Who's that one Pittsburgh comic we fucking hate?
He's dead.
Oh, yeah, he died. Zach Hudak.
Are you fucking sick? When did that happen?
6 months ago or so.
How? Yeah.
Heart attack.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get for being a cunt.
Well, you know what's funny is I posted on there, I put, rest in piss, Zach Hudak. And then, like, John Dick Winters loved it. And then,
of course he did.
I took it down because Dave Porter, I don't know if you remember Dave.
I remember Dave.
He came, he slid in my DMs and was like, hey, he has people who loved him. You should probably just, like, cool it on that. Or he didn't tell me to do anything. He was being nice about it. He was like, I don't think we should have any ill will towards him. I'm like, you're right. I'll just take it down.
I mean, I don't know that he was right. I mean, it was nice of you to do so. Yeah. But that dude. He was a racist, misogynist, date rapist. Yeah, yeah. So fuck that guy. I don't care. I'm glad he's dead.
I just don't like to harbor feelings that put me in any sort of, like,
oh, no.
You know what I mean?
After this podcast, I will forget about it for the rest of my life and be.
It's to eliminate my own grief.
No,
like,
shit.
I don't do it for anything else but not to make me, like, feel like shit.
Yeah.
Which is sad because I'm only doing it in a very selfish way, only to help myself. But it's, like, also to preserve my sanity in some way. Yeah. Or, like, it's to reduce anxiety. So I guess it's
self-helping. You have to take care of number one always, no matter what.
Because I used to get really angry. I had to quit drinking coffee because I had road rage. I had all these issues where I had to, like, cut those things out of my life.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing a lot better now. So part of it is just having more positive thinking, being less of a cynic.
Yeah.
Because I have been a pretty cynical person, even more so before I started comedy.
Yeah.
Like, my whole life. So.
Yeah.
Do you find that just being exposed to so many different people in comedy has reduced your cynicism, or is it just you trying to back off and not be so intellectually aggressive towards everything?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say that I don't really have that in any sense with comedy unless someone's fucking with me, like, in real time at a show. Then I'll get angry. But comedy doesn't put me in that mode, really.
Mm-hmm.
No, you just call out joke stealers, which I respect.
Yeah. I guess, I just mean, like, cynic. You know, it goes back to what we're talking about. I just get worked up over bullshit.
Right.
And I have this delusion that I can change things.
Yeah.
I almost do it just for myself to feel better, to be like, here's why you're wrong, even though you'll never accept it. And now I feel a little bit better.
I wish I had, like, a gif of Steve just pointing and saying that.
You're just wrong.
Here's why you're wrong.
You're just wrong. You aren't capable of figuring out how. That or you just have an ego. And
But just pass over this comment so I can feel better that you did see it.
One thing I want to get out before, I don't know how long we're going. Well, we're probably. But the thing is, I just think it's, what is it? One good way to know if something's bullshit is, like God or aliens or things like, or flat earth, I want those things to be true, or at least on some level. Mm. Obviously, there's a lot of problematic nature to it, but the reason I know I'm not biased is because, well, initially, I wanted it all to be true. When I was 13, I was like, no, but I knew better.
Mm-hmm.
I was not an idiot. I was like, you know, no, this isn't true, even though I want it to be true.
Same.
That's how you know.
Same.
It's the opposite of being biased.
Yeah, same.
And so that's how I know one of the big reasons why I'm not being, you know, there's a million things.
Yeah. I literally, the way you just said that is exactly the way I felt at that age. You know?
If you don't want it to be true and you... Then that's you're being biased. So yeah, it's like it's weird how.
No, I absolutely want the flat Earth thing to be true because then you know
it just makes life interesting.
It does, and then you can send people on a choo-choo train to the edge of the Earth and push them off.
Well, no, like for example, the reason I want aliens to be so true is so that I can fucking point at every fucking Christian and be like, ha ha, you were fucking wrong.
Yeah,
that is the way I felt
for
years.
They would just
years.
Adapt to it and be like, "No, that's what we meant.
That's God. That's God." Okay.
No, scramble, scramble.
Why is God shooting lasers at us right now, motherfucker?
Because he's all powerful.
I just want aliens. I just want aliens to be true because if I'm going to be anally probed, I want it to be by someone confused about my biology.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Steve, where can we find your work online?
What kind of work?
Twitter, Instagram.
Oh, just anything in general. Twitter is at Steven Mers. Instagram's at Steve Mers. And Facebook, my name, Steve Mers.
And you got your show?
Yeah, I've got a show at TikTok Tavern. 10 o'clock Tuesdays. Make sure you tip Tim.
Tim at the TikTok at 10 o'clock on Tuesdays.
Terry, depending on who's tantalizing us.
Does Hulk Hogan work at the TikTok?
I mean, he would hate it.
Terry. My name's Terry.
Terry, brother.
Oh, right. Terry. Gotcha. Yeah. I thought it was a coincidence.
If you haven't been to the TikTok in a while, they have a stage.
They have banging food.
They do have banging food. That is one thing I was happy when that mic started up because I grew up going to the TikTok for ribs.
Yeah.
Like that was just that was the closest.
Wings, like their wings. The wings are good too. Ones that they make.
Uh-huh.
So fucking good. The mozzarella on a fucking stick.
Skewer, yeah.
Oh my God. Dude, literally before I came here, Chelsea and I were like, what about TikTok for dinner?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
And you also have your radio show too that you have.
Right. I'm trying to. There are things that are coming up.
And your comedy shows on top of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the things that are coming up this week, it'll be
right. That's why I was like, well, we better not. Whatever.
Yeah. Look up Steve Mers. I mean, like fucking when you post when you do shows. You know, you don't like.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm going to be doing this, and I mean, the last few times I've seen you like do like full sets of stuff, like not at an open mic, like when I've actually seen you on a show. You've just crushed every time.
Thank you. Where did you see me?
When was the most recent time? I can't think of the most recent time, but I remember when Chad was doing his show, and I didn't even know you were going to be there.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that night. It was one of the first times I had seen you do a full set like that you were booked on.
Yeah.
Like I said, not an open mic, and I was just like, holy shit, dude. Like, and you're like, yeah, I got like at least a half hour. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, when you told me that, I'm like, right on. Because you literally, every time I've seen you, you've crushed.
Thank you. Well, yeah.
I saw Steve on July 3rd, where he won $50 for being the best boy.
Yeah. I only win contests if it's 50 or below. If it's 500, no, the audience just blows. I'm not going to say where. But, like, they're people that don't realize that the people going on the show are not your... Just general, they're like, you know, certain age groups, certain types of comedy, and they're just like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. So, Steve, have you come yet after we sucked your dick for so long?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, Jordan, I don't think there's anybody that hates misinformation as much as Steve Merz.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.